Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Oh boy, welcome everybody. Welcome to another episode of Unscripted. Full cast and crew is here. Across the street, international reggae dancer, superstar, Gregory T.O.K.
Travel the world.
Travel the world and beyond. A few times over.
And beyond.
Yeah.
How much passport has changed in your lifetime since I was a performer artist?
Why we reach this and we introduce the people?
Sorry, my bad.
Brother.
Your name unscripted, my bad.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. Well, I left you for last, you know.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. To my right. Damn. The illustrious voice of. I'm not going to show the generations thing. I'm not aging. But one of Jamaica's most recognizable voices for quite a few years.
Oh.
The great Rodney Campbell.
Respect. That's a nice way to age, man.
You can't qualify the years by saying decades, you know.
Yeah. And I left that alone.
Yeah. Oh. No, no.
I deliberately left that part.
You know, I run from age.
Because one time I tell him, say, you are 30 years. Rodney voiced up on radio, you know. I count it.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, but I never want to age my brother like that. So I say, you know, a few
more than
years.
30, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
And of course.
You passed 30 yet?
30 years old?
You passed 30 yet?
What kind of question that?
I'm just, you know, really look it still, you know what I mean? So we just want to know where it go.
Bullshit! Oh. Yeah. I love that. You see that? You see that?
Let's see.
Bridget, yeah. Shall compliment Bridget. You see that?
These.
Man, them for comfortable and compliment
them,
Bridget.
Man.
You want that call? Can I take a answer?
Last that? But certainly not least.
You know.
Most people know him as Oh God. The people who watch TVJ know him as Garth Williams, but over here he is Garth, aka Elephant Man, aka New Earth Dial, aka Die Job.
Me just feel like.
AKA Die like Macadam.
Hey, whoa. Don't make the bad mind. Don't make the baldness bad mind reach too far, you know what I'm saying?
Right
now, you walk out of here is a mark I have to use.
And the Uncle Ballin.
That's it.
The Uncle Ballin amongst the rest of the Aryans. I am Kaffi. Honestly, on the Gucci.
They are a good one. Yeah, big up.
6'2".
Yeah, no.
Hold on, then. What is it?
Kirk up 6'2". You never hear.
6'2"? Mm. Oh, I think. Someone like him said 6'2". 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2". Kirk up. I want to share which one I thought.
6'2 or 6'2"?
6'2".
6'2".
You miss it.
When you're in the group, you will see what I go.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, if you're looking at the group.
Oh, looking at the group, you will see what I go. You're cool, that's how I go. Are you still?
Good morning. Which one for you told him? Sorry.
You go there again. You see, you know, same go there like him want to repeat the argument, you know. Oh, you see, try it again.
Try it myself.
So answer my card.
He did. He answered.
Okay.
Oh, how about yourself? Are you good? How's well with you and the family?
Yeah.
How's life?
Fine.
Yeah. Fine.
Fine.
Hey, my joke go there. You see, Monday night after we left the venue.
That's March 10th?
Yes, sir. Monday after we left the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney and I make a little sidestep, you know what I mean?
Detour up on the streets.
Bro, and I want part and go drink two booze and
yeah.
They had karaoke.
Is it? You can't call the location or not?
I'm a bridging place, escape with it.
Escape, see?
Quack your deal with it, huh?
Yeah, the man have karaoke, brother.
Yeah,
see, now the venue is empty.
Oh, see?
We took the opportunity.
At the time.
To participate.
When we did
the venue. Yeah. That at the time that we decided
was
to
a freestyle,
use the microphone,
yeah,
it was empty.
Yeah, it was a freestyle night.
Oh, so a lot of
dancehall.
Some of the people weren't there.
Yeah, no cameras were there to record or embarrassing encounter.
There's nothing embarrassing about karaoke.
You're not sure.
Okay.
You weren't there. You can't say that.
Well, all right. So ideally, the way karaoke
you're projecting, sir.
Hear me out. Ideally, the idea around karaoke is such that you just interpret the music in the way that you feel best, comfortable, whatever it is.
Tone deaf.
Yeah.
That's what
carry your key. That's what I'm saying something, right?
I can appreciate that. But I also, as somebody with ears that work, I'd prefer if most people don't take on certain things like Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and type of thing. Don't do that to yourself.
No, man, take on anything in the field. Take on.
No, brother, my ears can't stand it.
So just walk out.
My ears refuse to tolerate. I feel like you're raping my ears.
No, man, don't forget the F word.
From me, see.
Don't forget the F word.
From me, see karaoke on the flyer, on the entrance, on the Etmegan.
Yeah,
you know, stick around, you know, observe it.
Not interested.
Got him on the
right. Bro, you could have missed up on Jamaica's next big talent.
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah? Yeah, but that's what happens when you're in tune with music. If you're in tune with music,
yeah,
and you remove it, if you once engage it,
yeah,
you start to immediately.
No, I can understand. No, I can understand, like from cricketing's perspective, like, all right, fine. Somebody a massacre, quote unquote massacre song. Yeah. Is what I say? Especially if I want a Bidem song.
Right. Actually, right. We paid tribute to T.O.K. last night.
We had to sing quite a few of those songs.
To make sure
that the gang was properly represented.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. So we can understand, like, hear somebody,
so it's a Craig ears more important than my ears.
No, calm down.
What I'm saying?
It probably is. But what I'm saying is, certain value more. We'll be insured at a higher price.
Your ears not wearing nothing.
If somebody
like when you quantify things, you know.
It might not qualify it, you know.
If somebody's killing one of their songs, I can understand why I'll be like, oh my God, please do better. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure you've heard people do decent renditions of your tracks, right? And it's like, that's a pretty good effort.
The only thing you know is that chances are those who don't know the words and start dropping some words. But other than that.
So when is imitation no longer flattery?
It's called karaoke.
No,
karaoke was the name of key.
It's tone deaf.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
That's why I'm going to go.
Karaoke. Tone.
No, you know, so to wrap this point earlier on the same matter, although we soon get down into what we're discussing, but one of the worst things you can do, I suppose, is learn a trade or have a skill. Because when you see other people doing it, like, you're very critical of it. So remember when Mide Yui, bueno?
He doesn't understand.
Oh, all right. When Mide Yui, we used to do a show named Spectrum, right? And I remember my first time being like a producer for Spectrum. See? So me and Flat Green, responsible for execute Spectrum and...
I remember, you date yourself too, by the way, because Spectrum stopped keep.
Long time.
Good one.
Long time. Shut up now. And I remember after doing that first show, it was the first time we went off campus with it. We were at where Mass Camp used to be on Oxford Road, where the car company they know. Right? And we had to visit a couple other, as part of promotion, we had to visit all sort of event, dance, everything, you name it, concert, a handout flyer, whatever. And every one of them when we go, like me find all sort of, brother. You see, after we done do our show too, I mean, it had its flaws, but it was a very successful staging. And after that,
you can see the thoughts.
I have never been to another event where I'm not like, all right, hold on. Like, I've identified good things, you know. But then there, and
you,
also
you
identify shortcomings, and I'm like, oh my goodness, we kind of take away from me enjoying this thing because I'm like, oh my goodness, the lighting could have better. Why them only have one bar? Why is the bar so short? Why them only have four people in that bar? Why am I focusing on the bar so much?
I get it. So, I guess we shoot the shit for a little bit. We can start the real conversation.
Get into it.
Earlier this week, Craig and I were having a conversation.
Context first.
a few things come out in that conversation, you know what I mean? Where essentially we get back to the stage where I say, yo, more time, the man them fall up them stress.
Oh God. All right, carry on.
The man them fall up them stress, go absolutely.
Carry on, where your mother with this?
Absolutely, but more so, we see the look of you, them, the younger generation, like them take, excuse me, they'll take a violent turn oftentimes when they're in a certain space, headspace. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I don't think, for me, I for one wasn't in the greatest mental space at the time where they attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And just they're bouncing off of each other and say, oh, that, like, you know,
so, specifically Rubber Tabo. I mean, most of the people are watching the screen right now be like, so what are Rubber Tabo?
So, what we're going to talk about now is how as men, we deal with the stress and we deal with people in general, how we deal with life's pressures going forward.
So, stress management.
Coping mechanisms.
Stress management for men.
So, academic today.
All right.
I like that.
And coping mechanisms.
Sorry, going ahead.
Yeah, it's
going
to sound academic.
Avenues available. Them type of thing.
See?
Thankfully, we could attack that bridging.
Right.
And in getting out what was on my mind, it kind of cleared a little bit of the pressure. I never feel so violent.
Mm.
As on that particular day, you know, if the wrong person said the wrong thing,
right,
I guarantee them get boxed down.
Boxed? Like, yep.
At best.
Yeah. Like, you know, physically assault somebody.
I would have physically hurt somebody.
So based on the level of stress that you endure, you don't think you'd have been capable of withholding?
No, because let me tell you what it was. What was stressing me out was, you know, some people, sometimes them feel like them for try you. Me in a situation, I'm going to employ somebody for do a job.
Right.
You fail for do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Me I call you, me I text you, me I say, yo, I need my refund, give me my money, because at this point, you spoil my business.
Mm-hmm.
So me I call you, me I text you, start. Ignore my calls, avoid my texts. So now I have to physically go to your office to demand what's mine. And the space I'm in, never in the most patient mood. So I know if them said the wrong thing in that moment.
So you were disappointed, angry, and impatient.
I'm telling you.
All right.
So in that moment, what would have happened, you know what I mean, had I not had somebody to talk to, it would have probably helped me to calm down and get me in a better headspace. We don't know which direction that would have gone.
Okay.
So, having that conversation, Craig also have a few challenges in them time too.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You know, sometimes when you're in that space, basically, for the just come on for the road, avoid people, because we know things can escalate. People will try to push
you. Kind of isolate yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, just stay out of trouble type thing. And it worked. But I don't know how many people out there, I know everybody has faced them challenges, and sometimes we see somebody and don't know exactly what they're going through. You know what I mean? So, just for us to be a vehicle for this message, to say, yo, stress management is...
Let me just, before we start, explain or anticipate the cause. Because I would say, for quite some time, I think we've had a violent society. We have had a violent society. For several reasons, but at the core of it, and we see it in our the younger set as we go along, is a lack of communication. It's not something that we teach children. They don't go to school and get taught these things. They get taught a lot of things, but nobody values the art of communication. But be that as it may, before that, you said it's a good thing you had somebody to call so you could sort of diffuse the situation. Had you tried to diffuse this in your own space and time, or was it a case that you just knew what pissed you off, it escalate, and you're going to move from place to place to place, and chances are going to get worse?
Mm-hmm.
Because I am going to take the liberty of saying that I would hope that before you're able to call somebody, that you have the resource to sit down and match down to the end and see where this feeling at this moment can lead. And either make a reasonable choice to say, you know, let me wait till later and call him. Or if you reach there, sir, no, and don't think you have what it takes, then no. You understand? Then so, no. You call and say, brother, me try work this out, but...
Mm. So personally, because I know myself well enough, so if I'm in that mental space, I'm more than likely will just, if I have to go outside, I'm going to start focus, do exactly what I have to do, and go right back inside. Because people will try you, people are going to push your buttons. Mm. And then it's on days like these that the devil presents himself, you know what I mean, most prominently. So for me, I already knew what I needed to do, but taking myself out of the situation.
So yeah, so God not tell people to box on people. Why is it always a devil? God can't tell you to box on somebody. I always wonder that.
You read the Bible, though?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
So you understand, say, God direct judgment.
That's what I'm saying. So right. Understand why.
Particularly the Old Testament, he had a very short...
Suppose the brother where you go box on, forget a box.
But
yeah, we like forget the devil ratings like that, don't like everything will happen.
I never did understand.
Because the devil had stoked them for irritating me, and then me I forgot to God's work and deliver justice with my right hand.
How it going on? I don't know. I don't have these. Well, I shouldn't say I don't have these discussions with God, but he doesn't speak.
You're not the celestial experience person.
Yes, yeah, I can say that. But
neither do I, but that's my interpretation.
I know, so there must be. And if God don't direct it to be done, he must allow it to be done.
Absolutely.
Because if he don't allow it to be done, then he can't do it.
It's like funny, you know. Said at the devil, right?
Right.
I direct this person to come take him on. So what? I couldn't God attest you with that person, and the devil I tell you all for the real.
So that is one
way or the next them get box.
That is my thing with it. Yeah. My thing with it is because we're talking about ways to suppress this energy.
Yeah.
When it
control.
When it rears its ugly head, right? And ways to not misplace it or misuse it.
Mm.
Yeah. But what do you do with it? Because at any given time, people in general, I don't want to say enlightened, but the person that doesn't really give deep thought to their daily actions, just walk around and just be, mm-hmm. just do some things arbitrarily. But the person that does understand that at any given moment and every given moment, him walk around with the ability to enrich, end, enlighten, beautify another person's life at any given moment, at every given moment. There's a possibility that something can pop off and somebody dead, or something can pop off and you make somebody's life wonderful and happy and joyful. And these things are constantly and always present, omnipresent, if you will.
Every day of the week.
Every second.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it could have.
Right.
Something could have. Right? So, when a person knows that and understands that, where does that person channel that energy when that energy comes up, especially if it happens in an instant? So we understand how not to react. But then what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Which way you put it?
How you expel it?
Yeah, where the fuck it go?
Where? I know if you expel it.
I don't know.
We have a few avenues.
That means we'll find out more time. We just love it and make it just rest back down. But that means that the next time it ever come, it fuck up. You see what I'm saying? So no one know.
So you know it at all?
No one know. All right.
Treadmill. Treadmill are my favorite.
Treadmill, honestly, never fight it.
When me done, you have to think of fight me, they fight that treadmill.
Okay.
So, no matter you, the
move. No, that's not true. Not true.
All right. So, one of the things I'm more. I've written about this before, right? Like
perfect.
The whole stress management type vibe and whatnot. But no, why may I start this is because I was listening to where you started in that we identified three things about where he was. Disappointed, angry, impatient, right? Albeit that impatience probably squarely tied to the anger or the disappointment or both. See? And different things will affect different people in different ways. So, for me, having gone through the same situation that you were going through, where somebody spoiled the business and try to get in touch with them and them just apparently ignore you, right? Or you got the impression that you were being ignored, right?
For me, it was a disrespect. So, for me, disrespect, big gap disrespect. So, if you disrespect me,
yeah,
I'm going to disrespect you twofold. Naturally, right. That's my reaction. And I had to control that.
Which I want
to because the need to disrespect that person twofold was so strong.
Right. Which kind of go back to something Rodney was saying about us having a violent country or an element of violence in our culture. Zane, just generally speaking. Because you diss me, I diss you back. You say twofold. Some people are tenfold. Some people, you diss me, you're dead. You understand me? And then other people are like, oh, you keep your brethren 10 hours off and then back and reprise
and whatnot. And the cycle
continues. So that's a fact. We've seen so many examples of that, right? But different things are going to affect different people in different ways, as I said. So the same thing will stress you out and take it to that point there. May I deal with it differently, right? Whatever different things can contribute to that. Whatever different things can contribute to that. Some of it is even genetic. Right? Some of it is genetic, some of it is age, some of it is stage in life, some of it is psychological, past trauma, adversity, some of it is how you've been raised, where you're surrounded in your environment directly, how your parents deal with you, how your things you were taught or not taught in school, because I say communication is one of those things that is not direct, and there's no class around interpersonal communication. Conflict resolution. Well, they probably have more than anything they know.
We don't teach children in school we're not, as a bona fide thing.
Subject
we,
area.
We put right. Off a little moment.
Right.
Because understand something, you know, brother. And I want it clear for those who think, say, me I try to find some philosophical thing about it. I don't think there's any one of you sitting here. And for those who know me from time immemorial with no one thing, you know. One time gone, you know, brother. People know me as a dangerous human being, you know. That the little things are the things that really. And when we start, me not really depend because in my mind, me already know the passes that you get are. The circumstances, what have you. So it is only from the fact that I have been through the whole cycle of things that I'm able now to say, truth be told, some things maybe, could I deal it different. Some things I have no hard feelings about because I know one thing, having dealt with it a certain way, it now come back. But I don't believe that is all about some people have a different, that deal with things differently. Alone. We planted differently. And as such, the trees will grow different. You see, if we do some pre, our youths and from early, brother, and every time we say it, a decade pass, and it don't do. What caused the greatest war between me and you, bro? Is you don't understand and me don't understand. So me approach and I say, got to my money. That alone, you know. Good. So you see your response to me. Your response to me, you know. Yeah, hear me? Rare. So we not have a conversation about this, you know. We decide immediately. So it starts, it's not a go on the way. And generally speaking, so we believe. And man have a philosophy we say, we not do a. Me not in a long talking.
But that comes from not being in a long talking. In other words, let me explain. You see, I firmly believe that if man and man did have the luxury to be able for reason at any point of conflict, like properly, deeply, honestly reason, there would be none.
We do have that luxury, Craig. I think so.
No, but we don't know.
Oh, well, all right. So that is it.
We don't know. This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Oh, we don't know so we have the believe so we have the time. And not only that, it's not just the time, you know, it's the space. Because that comes from a paradigm shift, you know, that comes from a mindset alteration. Because remember, you know, most of the times when you find them heavy conflict there, you know, it coming from two people in a space where others are dependent upon them and those decisions that they make. Whatever the reason is, whether it's your family, whether it's your social group, whether it's your country, whether it's your regiment or your platoon or whatever, you know,
your community,
it doesn't matter what it is. you are the representative of that community, put in that space to now have this confrontation of communication. So it doesn't have to be a negative confrontation, but it can very well be. It can very well be an altercation. So when you dead and all, you know, and you know, say, you have 200 people. I say, yo, I'm not them killing them. What you going to do? Mm. When you in front of this person now that represent the other side or kill man, yeah? You don't have that luxury and that space and that relaxation now to have this communication with them. So if them say the wrong thing, everything get fucked.
Mm. Facts.
And that is what man walk with that responsibility. So it's difficult to that's why man and man from different areas and different backgrounds and things, they have them reasoning the outside of the points when they put in front of each other. So that when they put in front of each other, they know
but Craig, that
these things are possible.
Right? But Craig, that is why when you reach at the front with them 200 people around there, you're supposed to be that person. Who not only will influence make you reach there, but you have discernment and good leadership
right.
to determine
right.
that what you do and say is what them work with.
Correct.
Not them but, lead you for say.
Right.
What yeah, them are say.
Not lead. Them cannot lead you, but them influence your decisions.
Facts.
Them cannot lead
you.
You leading them, you know. But their perception and their well-being and their opinion influences your decisions. But in other words, it's easy for the person that you're in front of say one thing and you say, but not that you don't say what Rodney did say a true. So you forget fuck up the truth.
Yeah, I forget it now.
Right.
Again, That is true. So, I'm not countering anything you've said. Mm. Yeah. But it's a return to my original point.
Yeah.
That, because you talk about leadership and influence, right? Different things will affect different people in different ways.
Right.
Because a man who have a short fuse, hothead, whatever, versus a man who is more inclined to reasoning, I got the same situation when them kill Mark and the people wanting to get some level of justice, so to speak, for Mark's untimely passing in a different way. You understand me? Because you have some art.
That's the difference between who are successful than
Because I did something on now. Because I've seen situations where you have figures based on a man's perceived influence over a community or control over a community or whatever it is, right? Handle some situations differently than others placed in the very, more or less, very same situation.
Jati versus Dodo.
What the difference?
Like that.
The difference.
You know what I mean?
What happens?
We can't go down in all the nitty-gritty still, but it, again, it's two different types of temperament. You understand me? Where a man say...
Which is why...
All right, hold on. Let me hear what I say. Let me see if it's necessary for me to go into this thing. Because, all right, let me use myself as an example. I don't consider myself by any means a violent person. You understand me? Is that because of what I said or because of actual time?
No. It's exactly what you said.
I don't consider myself a violent person or somebody inclined to violence.
Right.
Have I been violent before? Absolutely. You understand me? Have I sponsored or influenced violent behavior in others? I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I have. But my general disposition is that of trying to be the calmest head in the room, trying to be the calmest person in the room.
And people tell us that Craig, in a feed their mind, have a rather short fuse, but on a big presentation, we see the man have the greatest ability to give it temperament.
Right.
It is called being a man.
True, but again, it is a situation where Craig, all right, so Craig, in a particular situation where a lot ran through his mind,
that's what Craig mentioned impulse, you know, right.
This is why I highlight the need for man and man for reason more often, and not just with bridges that you're close to, but with people that you see, sometimes perhaps with a temperament that you would like to see yourself with in the future, or sometimes even just a different perspective from your own, just to have a reasoning with them, because it opened your mind a little bit more to the possibilities of reasoning things out. Because may I tell you, that same situation that you talk about, if that brother did take one step towards me, we would have a different conversation.
Right.
It would have been a completely different
conversation. Because you have a line that you're... Is that,
number one, people don't realize with these lines, you know, which we talked about already, them lines I want me draw is to keep me inside, you know.
Right.
It's not to keep them you out.
Right.
It's to keep me inside. Right. If you come in here,
me
don't know if you
but at that point, when I look at it, I'm not looking at it. Me not one of them never look at it and say,
well, you know.
No. Yeah, man, even though he did this, I would have expected.
No, three. But that's
no,
what
I am. No, I am not one of them. Because,
agree with that.
And those who subscribe to that, they are bullshit artists.
No, but me go show you.
We have, as men, we have this. And some will reason from your out there, so, till you write there, so. Some will reason when you stop there, so.
But you make my point, but you,
no, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah, I support you,
I'm with you.
I reinforce
which is what I said to you, that at that moment, you still had the ability to have a line.
Right.
You could have did erase the line
for
long time. Long time.
But what give me that ability?
That's the area.
So that's what I try to show people, is what give me that ability to draw that line. is time and experience and reasoning with ones and ones where I say, yo, yeah, this will happen and people are going to test your faith and this will happen and this will happen and this will happen. So you see it over and over, you hear about it, whatever, whatever. So when it happened, it's not strange to you. Because what may I illustrate basically, you know, is when a person with the tendency to reason out things is confronted with somebody on the opposite side with a short fuse. Mm-hmm. It now must mean that the person that quicker for reason it out is the weaker fighter, you know.
It's not. Right.
Exactly.
It's not.
But sometimes it's not just where you are. Right.
Because the world,
looked at you,
you know, and they know that you are the person who have the ability.
They are me a driver, me nice and calm and easy. But they don't have road rage, you know. Yeah, that don't mean say rage now go on in yourself, but me just now me
yeah, drive around
rage. At any given moment, the wrong taxi man can do the wrong bumbo and the wrong fucking thing happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taxi man.
No, please don't.
There are a few that
don't you have some trigger words, you know.
But
that is a trigger word.
No, but if you reason with somebody taxi man, then you will understand why somebody do what they want.
I don't understand it. It don't make sense.
I don't understand it either. But me not reason with them.
No,
you know.
Now, one of the other things where I mean your situation and you mentioned you can't do any earlier, see?
And you know it's the difference in
very different
temperament. One was great, but him fused it always short.
Yeah.
And it short lived.
Right. Yeah. You know, because of the short fuse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But why maybe point out how different things affect different people in different ways is because again, a number of factors, right? I mentioned age and I mentioned stage. Right? At 60 years old, which none of us are here.
No, but him point by me already.
You know?
The age. I'm going to see him do it, you know. No, see that? I know that. I'm going to see him. He said, age and stage. And then him say, 60, and look by me. I'm going to say, bro, it's all good.
I mean, no, yeah, minus 9 years after already.
It's all good, bro.
It's all good.
No, yeah, when they're ready for roast, when the roast feed us,
like the sands through the hourglass. So,
it's a more life.
The girl was in a porn.
Yeah.
No. But a man at 60, right, regardless of temperament, is probably less likely to engage in a certain expressions of him anger and frustration with somebody who piss him off.
True.
You understand me?
True.
Mr. Generally speaking.
More than likely.
Yeah. More than likely.
No, when I look through this place we call Jamaican society.
That's my biggest surprise.
No matter how old money get.
Yeah.
You infuse a government.
Right, but thankfully.
And him old already.
Thankfully for Jamaica. Thankfully for Jamaica and Jamaicans, there aren't more than one. Him.
Yeah. And him not up and down in the society.
Right. Yeah, that's
him not loose.
Right.
Yeah. For no benefit.
Right?
Yeah. He's so, normally here.
Yeah, so count the blessings, Jamaica.
Caged slightly.
Right? But at 40, at 20, is a different kind of thing. I recall, what you mentioned taxi man, right? I recall my daughter was learning words at the time. She was probably 18 months to 20 months, thereabout. Whatever. Anyway, and a taxi man do something. And then I get a big SYM from him, same time.
Mm.
I mean, I say, hold on.
Mm.
So you just run the road the wrong way, Zin, and then I give me that pantapite,
bright.
I'm gonna process all of that in I don't know how many nanoseconds, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately, me just draft the last under my car seat, like same time. I'm gonna jump out of the car. Me hear my daughter say, "Daddy."
No,
me
not.
Like, immediately, just in a snap, like everything flashed across me. I said, hold on, whoa.
You realize what you have to lose.
But hold on, no? Me inner one suit, you know. Proper suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's a great photograph.
It is.
a suited man with a cutlass.
Wielding a machete. Zane? And in the midst of all of that, like, I thought about it. Because all the taxi man, like, him don't know what to do with himself when he jump out of the car with the lasso on my hand.
Mm. And the suit get him out.
Yeah, no, no, that because him figure say, oh, the boy in our suit.
Yeah,
go all that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And we just go back in the car at the same time. And there are a couple of people behind me when they start getting on them hands when I drive off. Why raise that particular point? Age, stage, other factors, things where you live for. Because you have someone out of the road, may I tell you the honest truth. And sometimes you hear them to them a reason. Like, me not have nothing to live for. Whatever, re. Some of them are fathers.
Me not afraid of prison.
Sorry, some of them have made children. Zane, let me put it that way. Because if you, in my estimation, if you're truly a father, the only time certain things are supposed to cross your mind,
especially protect your youth. Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you see what I say?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like the situations, like more time when we go in a movie, conversations with myself. Great ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Ritual.
Get on. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So more time when people are bad drive me and I do all kind of things and the SYM they more go come and they will suck him out by the way in case it
happens. Yeah.
Like when those things come up, when those things come up and happen, it's like man said, Rachel.
Yeah, let's get there. Get there. Cause no.
And if you can laugh or smile at moments that you know make you say, hey.
Yeah.
Him don't know say. Me that us same thing that taxi man.
Sometimes in the middle of this, different way. Me see five different way. We can pass here already.
No man.
And then I look on you and I smile and I say, "Clad boy, you know, really know how."
Me glad the taxi man. Me glad taxi man. You know, the taxi man literally bang me. You know, and me drive up and look on him and him a go on. I'm smile and I say, you know.
Yeah, man, God bless
you. Let me tell you something of them, boy, you know. And the lady sitting in the front, she goes and she said, driver, your sister laugh, the man laugh. Do, go on. And I was, you know, the driver, I mean, I laugh to myself with one of the weaveless
thoughts. The funny thing
is that while he was real, you know, she said to him, you see all the man I laugh.
Better you take care of yourself.
And a lot of the times, when you diffuse yourself, you diffuse a moment. Because even if him think him wicked, you know, now he have to ask himself some questions. And these things are part of communication. You vex a policeman stop you. Where's your paper on street, everything? You vex. Your first impulse. Where you are? Where you stop me for? Right. Sir, but you hear me the man just hurry up. So when you stop and you realize in that moment, it's not what you feel, you know. It's what come out.
It's what you put out.
And the ability for us as men, I say as men, people that talk about, oh, men must have the softer side and this and that. As men, we must have the ability to decide when death must come and decide when love must be given.
Man, that's a weird question. But how much time, well?
Go, we're not only part time. One more 5 minutes.
So, the energy, so all of that is wonderful and well and good.
Mm.
But where do we put that energy?
You asked that earlier.
Because sometimes it's. So, I mean, the quickest thing for me to say when them things come up is one.
Yes.
Now, but how do women can manage them fuck them? That dangerous for after that, brother. Yeah.
They smile in your darkest moment. The smile, you didn't know, sir, is the energy that you put in
into a different
direction. True.
It's absolutely fear. Yeah, you're not renting it out. What I want to say is
fear.
Yeah. Hopefully, you have a woman who enjoy
them type of
rough sex occasionally. If not every day. Occasionally.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So hopefully you can expel that energy. As I say, means a youth where if normally I'm gonna go 10-15 minutes on the treadmill running,
me as a youth who start running for 20, 30, just until I reach a stage where I'm exhausted, like, I beat myself to a pulp where I can't, I don't have no more physical energy for exercise.
Music is a way too.
Music, creative expression is another avenue.
Writing.
Oh, that's my favorite because writing. You see when, you see some of the things where you probably wouldn't want to say, I'm recommend everybody get a journal and just, it doesn't have to be a fancy journal, get a notebook and just jot down a few ideas. You see when you flip back 6 months, you can say, damn, look at that mental space we did in that time.
Right.
Mm. You can then give yourself proper evaluation and assessment of who you are, what you're about.
That's a point I wanted to make because while very, we just mentioned some very healthy coping mechanisms and avenues for the stress or the pent up energy and the anger and whatnot, it's important, you know, for we take some time and understand who we are.
Yeah.
And understand and know yourself.
You know you calm, no?
Generally
but speaking. But you have the possibilities always exist. But you know that he's always in a state of madness. But you know.
So eventually one day you calm down.
You see, no, you see, knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing, Craig. Knowing.
Yeah.
The problem is,
it's half the
whole heap of it. I try navigate. And then when we're done, we say, it's people make with this, it's people make with that.
I never know my mistakes. I never know my habit in
me. My thing is, you see, when you know.
Yeah, nobody know.
When you know. There's a reason why you know you have the ability in this moment to react a certain way and you can still turn and say to somebody, you know, sir, you're two doorstep. Fuck, right?
For your own, and you walk away.
It don't matter what Craig want to think about that moment.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, once you know, you can't tell me anything else.
See.
Once you know.
Fear.
But they mentioned this already on a previous. But they talk about the Johari window. I'm going to tell you about the blind spot. The stuff where.
Hold on, wait.
Cooler, man. I'm going to tell everybody. We talk about it, man. Your blind spot. The things that Johari, you don't know about yourself.
Indian rice.
Other people can see in you.
Mm-hmm.
No, man. Being aware that you have blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can go so oops and you write down your little thing them when you flip back 6 months, depending on the state of mind, more than likely you would have grown. A very few people not grow over a 6 month period. More than likely you would have grown. When you read back the thing them where you say 6 months ago, you can say, what kind of damaged person am I? You know what I mean? What caused me feeling that state of
mind? Like, self-aware enough still, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it get to a place.
You revisit it 6 months.
But I believe you might feel like you need to go back to the person you were 6 months ago, depending on. Yeah. But the truth is, those are avenues where we can then start to see a little bit more into our blind spots. Like I say, you know what?
But
you know, I have an anger management problem. I know my temperamental when it comes to a certain thing or a certain topic. So here what? Based on this knowledge of myself, no. Going forward, like I said, here, if I have to deal with this, better I'm going to bring somebody to keep my car.
And the thing is too, we aren't always the same person to everybody at the same time. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting here, we're having a certain type of conversation, and we're not going to make certain expressions because the camera roll and it at certain places.
Naturally.
And that's just me. No judgment, no matter. You see what I say?
I think that's everybody. If anybody believes that the things that we say on here are 100% true all the time, something wrong with them.
Right. But, okay. But,
sure.
Here I have been spilling the whole beans. But we aren't always the same person.
Right.
All the time. Which is why, like, not for what we say in terms of how we express ourselves and even certain things important. Especially that journaling bit for true. Because when good point to make a login and say, if you know, say, you're in a certain situation, carry somebody with you. If you have that opportunity, because, and that's the next thing. We talk about, I already said a sounding board.
The
sounding board?
Yeah, man.
Right? But it's just why it's important. I feel like we there, so as brethren. I mean, no one say, make a call, coffee, and say, yo, bro, Ray. You understand me? Create campaigns, Rodney, and say, yo, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. You understand me? Them things they important because if all you have around you is essentially an echo chamber, if he's a hatted man and a hatted man alone a par with bro, there is no chance. Sorry, there is very limited chance that you're going to be the one to maintain calmness and try and diffuse the situation and present him with a challenge. More than likely. Cause if you call your brother and say, yo, you know sir, Ray? Yo, done that. No.
Yeah, exactly. You have to know who to call for what. And it leads us to consequences, because there are consequences to everything. I'm a believe firmly in the consequences. So you see, if you know say you're gonna fucker, expect for win a fucker prize. You get the message?
It's very likely you'll collect it.
If we continue this show any further, we are gonna win a fucker prize. Come, I tell you, you're gonna see a ninja star fly across the screen. We're up on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, for it, we can't leave around this.
So
in the closing.
In closing.
Mm.
In the last words, anything you want to leave with the people?
Bro, the only thing I said to my friend them, my brother them, because what we do here is more important than just the space.
Right.
We are all part of a roadmap in life. And we just have to help make the destination for everybody else look better. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well said.
It's a massive point.
Yeah, that's all exactly what you want to think about, where you want to be and get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandela.
Get home safe. just get home
get safe. Get home safe. Until next get week, everybody. Safe. That's the word. Get home safe. Yeah, until next week. Unscripted. Chisel.
Oh, with time
to brought to you by Ideas Ever. You don't know, I've put them. If I pop up them QR codes, hey, what do you want her to flip them on QR code? Wicked boy.